One day, a very worldly and godless businessman became wonderfully converted. When asked what had been the most powerful influence leading to his conversion, he replied, "The example of one of my clerks." This young man was one whose religion was in his life rather than on his tongue. He didn't bless God and then turn around and speak evil of his co-workers. When I swore, he never reproved me, but I could see it deeply hurt him. When I became angry and behaved badly, though he spoke no words of correction, I could see how painful the scene was to him. My respect for him led me to control myself in his presence, and gradually, I stopped both of those habits. In fact, though this man never spoke a word to me on the subject of religion, nonetheless, he had an amazing influence over me, beyond anyone else. I'm indebted to him, more than to any other, for the hope of the eternal life through Jesus Christ, in which I now rejoice. 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us, "In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives." Though this passage is directed at Christian wives married to unbelieving husbands, the principle can be much more broadly applied. I have heard it said that sometimes our words can't be heard because our actions speak so loudly. In other words, people may hear some of what we say to them, but they are impacted more powerfully by how we live our lives before them. Remember, God calls each of us to share the wonderful gospel message of Jesus Christ. Sometimes that calling requires you to speak. At other times, the message is better shared through a transformed life.